Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, do you ever click on the story? Do you ever click on the live stream just to kind of see what's going on TikTok or the Instagram to just, you know, see what their story is all about? Can that get you in trouble? All right, guys, so yep. We dive in a little bit here on some NFL overreaction or reality. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Happy holidays to the people that are going to be taking this entire stretch and enjoying the new year. This is always a stressful time for me as a father, because my middle kid's birthday is the 30th.
Ooh.
And then my oldest kid's birthday is the 1st. So, yes, there was... and if you're asking, I asked Adrian to prom in March.
Okay,
in
you beat
high
me
school.
To it.
March 22nd was a thing. No, that was our first date. And then I asked her to marry me on, it was March 23rd. March 23rd.
My dad's birthday.
I asked her to marry me on March 23rd many, many years ago at Union Station in downtown Dallas, where I was concerned that somebody was going to steal the ring. And I heard somebody clapping behind me, and I was like, I didn't invite anybody out here. And I turned around, and there was a homeless man, and he was like, do you guys have any change? And I was like, here, please go, because I just did not want him to, like, snatch. I don't know why I was very scared of that for whatever reason. It was the most expensive thing I'd ever purchased. I think that's why. But evidently in March there's some we care about each other. And and so, yeah, we have this. But here's – so Christmas and two birthdays for the boys. This year, Adrian, since he's turning 18, she did 18 days of Avery.
Oh,
and
that's
so
cool.
And so she made this big board. She put up all these little cups with these tissue paper, and he punches his hand through, pulls a number.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And then he goes and he pulls one of the presents from that. He got a Wii U controller. And that's when Adrian goes, oh, yeah, we never ordered a Wii U. So he has a controller, but he doesn't have
the console.
Yeah, and he didn't even ask, we haven't asked any of the grandparents for the console either. So he's expecting one of these boxes has a Wii U in it. And that's not going to be fun there. So, what y'all are saying is that Corey was living in sin before. No! No! Mm. I don't know what that means. I don't know exactly what that means, though.
How do you not know what it means when you're a man of experience?
So the first child, we've been married for, we're all going on 20 years this coming up year. Will be our 20th year. Our oldest
four.
Is 18. So there you go. That was not living in sin. Kevin, who had a child out of wedlock. Throw him under the bus real quick. He talks about it a lot. It's not just me.
I know, but he's not here to be like, it's true.
It's
like
true. That's valid. You know? Very, very Merry Christmas to everybody and happy holiday out there as well. All right, let's dive in on this a little bit. Let's go for some NFL overreaction or reality. I saw this pop up, and it's on CBS Sports, and they were ranking players who could benefit the transfer portal. If they did a transfer portal in the NFL. And I think there are plenty of dudes out there that were like, you need to go to a different team. Myles Garrett is definitely at the top of my list. Max Crosby, also definitely at the top of my list. When you're on a bottom-feeding team, Joe Burrow would be at the top of my list. He has made the Cincinnati Bengals. They turned into something because Joe Burrow is a legitimate quarterback in the NFL. So 877-881-1053. Here's how the list goes. Devon Achane. Number 10, I think he's perfect in that offense.
He is.
I think he benefits a lot from being with Mike McDaniels. Now, the fact is he has a bad quarterback, but maybe that's what they're kind of looking at. But I think he's utilized the right way there. Jeffrey Simmons, defensive tackle for the Titans at number 9. Dexter Lawrence with the Giants. That dude right there is an absolute beast, and he has wasted most of his career being with the Giants. That stinks. Brock Bowers with the Raiders, who is now officially done for the rest of the season. He is on injured reserve as well. And then Max Crosby, number 6. Bijan Robinson with the Falcons is number 5.
I would hate to see him on a good team because that means they are probably going to be postseason threats every year.
Yes. No, Robinson is also the first running back to achieve 1,400 yards and just 14 running backs to do so in the NFL, getting 1,400 yards in each of his first three seasons from the line of scrimmage. Chris Johnson and Matt Forte were the last two running backs to join that. So that was the first three seasons before Robinson. Yeah, that's crazy. Justin Jefferson, number 4.
Yeah.
I want to play this game at some point. And we probably will do it after the season's over. If you could pick a quarterback pairing, a team pairing for George Pickens to go somewhere else. Listen, I'm not trying to say get rid of him. But who would be that perfect matchup? When it comes to Justin Jefferson, there's part of me that wants to pair him up with Jameis because I got to watch that amazing him and Mike Evans just throw it deep every time, and it was awesome. But Justin Jefferson's such a talented wide receiver at every route.
Yeah.
That I wonder if there would be another quarterback that would just be awesome to watch him play with. But it does stink that he doesn't have a quarterback in Minnesota. And they had Sam Darnold. I still don't know if they got the most out of that connection. But Justin Jefferson in Minnesota, not necessarily my favorite anymore. Mm. The top 3, Myles Garrett, Joe Burrow, and Dak Prescott. They suggest Dak Prescott would benefit the most from a transfer portal. If he just said, you know what, guys, I'm out of here. I'm going somewhere else. What do you do? He's getting paid just like the best quarterback out there. And the Cowboys organization, a lot of people continue to blame the Cowboys as an organization for holding Dak Prescott back. A lot of people out there, I've seen the text come in plenty of times, a lot of people will blame Dak Prescott for holding Dak Prescott back. I think that Dak Prescott's had a great year this year. This defense has been atrocious, and it hasn't put them in position to actually go out and do anything. But from the 817, Dak should be number 1 on that list. And I don't disagree with you on that, man. I think that Dak's had some – he's had moments in playoffs where I expected more out of him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And the team, but this is an absolute team thing. And honestly, this thing hasn't been built as a complete team in quite some time.
Yeah, the reality is that he would benefit from it because what gets lost in all of the conversation, which is fun and everything, but people get real serious about, is the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys good enough? Is he actually good at football? The league loves Dak Prescott. You hear coaches and players from other teams and other divisions talk about him like he is one of the bigger threats in the NFL when it comes to game planning, you know, because of his command of the line of scrimmage. He can make pretty much any throw you ask him to. Does he do it with flying colors every time? No, but he can. He has the ability to, but the offense doesn't ask him to all the time. And it's interesting that this comes up now because I think it was just last week I saw a tweet that said, if Dak were to be the next Matt Stafford and say, it's not going to work here, I'm going somewhere else, where would it be? And the replies were amazing to see people's theories about he's going to go to this place and they're going to use some extra money that they might get from cutting these people and they're going to just load up and they're going to go all in for 1 year with him to get that Super Bowl. And I was like, one, I hate that because I want him to win it here. But two, he is still good enough, and he showed you this year at his age and this level of experience, he can stay healthy. Like, this might have been a blip in the radar, but he has shown you for one season he can stay healthy, and he can be productive, and he can be relatively the same guy each week in terms of his performance. So, yes, he would benefit from it, and he would leave. Like, I feel like at some point, maybe not the first couple of years that this fantasy transfer portal would exist, he would be like, nah, the Cowboys are my team. But once he's like, I've got one left in me. Mm-hmm. I've got one more year. I'm packing up and going to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Or I'm packing up and I'm going to name any team that has somewhat of a structure and an offensive play caller as a head coach. I could totally see. I mean, heck, if Drake May didn't exist, I could see him looking at the Patriots and saying, Mike Vrabel's a guy that could coach anybody. He could coach me.
Yeah.
You know, Josh McDaniel, he's figured it out. He's kind of brought himself back into relevance. There's plenty of teams that would make sense for him, and I would hate if this was a real thing.
Yeah, Dak with the Steelers mindset would be something that I would hate to see.
Oh, gross.
Because like, he would fit that perfectly, right? Like, just get in there and do the grunt work, and you get better whenever you get hit. All the people that are like, Dak, $60 million is the thing. If he took less money, he could build it. That's not necessarily true. You can spread that money out and make your cap hits completely different, and that's just – actually, that's kind of the owners that have tricked you into thinking that the cap is a problem in that. Like, it is a problem at some point, but you can move that money down the road and do something else with it right now. It's just whether or not the owners make that decision that right now is the time to do it. Cowboys have taken opportunities to say, we'll wait things out and see how things go, because they don't want to move that fast a lot of different times. All right, let's do some more NFL overreaction or reality. The Quinn Ewers era is already over in Miami.
What?
That is an overreaction or reality. You get to decide here. It was only one start under his belt. It wasn't exactly a confidence-instilling performance, though, by him. He finished his first career start 20 of 30 for 260 yards and two interceptions in an absolute blowout against the Bengals. Second half was where Ewers started to falter. 55.6% of his throws, two interceptions, and a 43 passer rating.
I'm going to go overreaction here. I don't think it's done, because that's the easiest way to shake a guy's confidence. That is already shaken after that. You have to imagine that he's watching that tape back with Mike McDaniel, and he's like, this is not fun to watch. And the self-scouting is always the worst, at least in my mind, because I'm always the toughest on myself. And I've seen and I've listened to Quinn speak before in his time in Texas. He seems like that kind of guy, too. And I think with just a couple games left on the schedule for Miami, it's like, why would you switch at this point? It just makes no sense to look any other direction. I know Zach Wilson is not thrilled that he's not getting the playing time,
yep.
But you can't make everybody happy. If you want something, which, I mean, Quinn Ewers still has time. He has a lot of time in this league to figure it out, but he has a lot of time on that rookie contract.
Yeah.
So it's like, you want to keep him around here, and you want to keep him confident that he belongs on that team. So let him figure it out. So at some point, whenever you bail on the franchise quarterback, the multi-million-dollar quarterback, and you say, he's done, you're screwing somebody over. And it's one of the other quarterbacks on the roster. Because like Mickey was saying, the second and third guys don't get any reps with the ones in practice at all. They never work with these guys. That's why Shador's first start, I was like, I'm not taking much out of it, because he was QB3 going into that. And they were expecting him to throw to Jerry Jeudy for the first time, really, on game day. It just doesn't work like that. So I don't think you can bail on him just yet.
All right, overreaction to reality. Jackson Dart, no longer the Giants' clear-cut quarterback of the future. It was a very quiet afternoon for him. He only had five passes in the first half, completed one of them for 2 yards, and Dart was 7 of 13 for 33 yards and an interception, give him a 27.4 rating. That was awful. In my opinion, Alec, this organization has failed in a lot of different areas. Wait till the offseason to make this decision, because Jackson Dart needs somebody in his ear that's setting him up with a fantastic game plan, and I don't think he's getting that at the moment.
Mike McCarthy.
Oh, man.
That would be weird. I'm going to go overreaction as well, because I'm right there with you. I think the organization has just failed him because this is becoming too comfortable of a trend. in the NFL for me, the whole bringing in a first-year guy, drafting somebody high, and then firing their play caller or firing their head coach, their leadership in season, because it just rattles the brain a little bit. Mm-hmm. You go into this thinking, and the Giants at least publicly did a good job of selling everybody on the idea that Dable has one more shot at this. You know, and Joe Shane, the GM, has one more shot at this. And they lied. So I think at some point you just have to say this season is a wash. It's okay. And he's going to get a real play caller in there at some point, because just imagine, I know that people are saying that Kevin Stefanski isn't exactly like a lock to stay in Cleveland. And if he were to get let go just because they have to change for whatever reason, he would be the hottest candidate available for any head coaching openings. And you know he can build a staff. People respect that guy. So imagine if he goes to New York. And then you have long-term security in terms of your brain trust. And you have long-term security in terms of your scheme and your structure. So if he can get that, he's fine, which I expect them to. I think they'll spend a little bit more money than they're used to when it comes to coaching and make sure that they have a guy that can stick around for 4 or 5 years and build something.
The overreaction to reality, the Chiefs loss shows how much Patrick Mahomes was actually carrying this team.
That's a reality. That team is not good outside of him this year, because Travis Kelce is ailing and he's aging, and he quite literally at a lot of points now looks like he doesn't want to be there. Chris Jones is just not the guy he used to be. He can show you flashes of that game-wrecking potential, because it feels like just yesterday Chris Jones was the number one seed for defensive, I guess, what would the word be, like closer that you would want in the NFL, where if you need one play to be made to win you a game, you call Chris Jones. Now he's kind of just there. He just exists. Outside of that, I mean, Andy Reid is a great post-game quote. That's about it. That team is not that good. They're hurting personnel-wise.
Yeah, they wanted to, he said, we're going to tickle your tonsils in every possible way, and that completely baffled us so many times throughout the day.
Man, it's going to baffle me when I hear that at 1:30 on Friday.
Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, 5 players to watch according to Kyle Yeomans, and more Christmas this or that next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.